We've got Rob Davis with us. Rob, a medal for the para table tennis. Must be exciting.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. I'm chuffed with the medal, and it's really heavy, and can't wait to get it back home and start showing the kids and get them playing some ping pong.
Are you encouraging the kids to get into it as well?
Yeah, definitely. It's got to be done. It's my favourite part, isn't it? Encouraging people to play and do sport.
Is that something you're quite passionate about, then, is encouraging more disabled people into sport and activities?
Yeah, not just disabled people. I think everybody needs a bit of a encouragement to get into sport sometimes. And whether they're playing with me as a disabled person or whether they're disabled, just get involved. Table tennis is one of those things. You can put a net on the dining table and get going, or just go into a local club or something, or leisure centre. But yeah.
So how did you settle on table tennis as your Paralympic sport?
So I was in hospital in rehab, and a gentleman came along called Jim Monkley and Sarah Head at the time, she was a Paralympian, and dragged me along basically to give table tennis a go, and got straight into table tennis, and was travelling down to Cardiff three times a week at the start, but now having become full time, obviously is a bit more intense now, but still love the game.
It's funny that the athletes I've spoken to, their preferred sports and their medal-winning sports, in fact, so many of them said, it's not a sport I was interested in, I had to be dragged along to.
Yeah.
Here you guys are in Paris.
Yeah, well, when I first got asked when I was in rehab to do it, I said it's a bit too much of a girly sport to be playing table tennis after I'd been playing rugby. Table tennis is definitely different. I wanted to do something different, an individual sport, and table tennis ticked those boxes, and no looking back, is there? And I'm really happy with what I've done, and if I can get any more people into it, then that's my goal now.
So what's next for you?
I'm definitely going to keep on trying to get back to the level what I know I can be, and I'm going to go back and train hard, do lots of conditioning, and hopefully get back on that podium again come next year in the European Championships.
Fantastic. Well, we do wish you all the very best, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.